So there's a couple famous stories here on the Doug and Wolf Show that we make fun of Wolf for. One of them is being invited by Bruce Arians to speak to the rookies year one of Bruce Arians' tenure as the head coach of the Cardinals.
I lit it up, ladies and gentlemen.
Bruce Arians never invited him back. And now he's got his charity golf classic is just a wonderful event. And the Arians Family Foundation puts it on. It's coming up March 22nd and 23rd this year at Wild Horse Pass. And Wolf was the great speaker for the first one.
Year one.
And then they never invited him back again for that.
They replaced me.
Yeah, they replaced you as a speaker.
Frank Galeando.
So Bruce Arians has just called in on the Coulter Automotive Group's Ford line. Bruce, did you take the Tampa job to get away from Wolf? Is that why?
That was a huge part of it. A huge part of it.
Coach, all I want to know is this. Are you going to run 22 and 23 double?
About 150 times, probably.
Good to talk
to you. Thank you, Coach. Really appreciate you joining us.
Let's talk about the most important thing first, and that is the golf classic. If somebody wants to get involved, how can they? Give us some particulars, because you know there's going to be a lot of Cardinal fans that want to see you off before you go to Tampa officially.
Yeah, it's going to be March 22nd, 23rd at Wild Horse Pass, and you can get on ArianSFamilyFoundation.com and sign up right there.
Okay.
B, what made you want to come back into coaching?
Well, you know, each week as I broadcasted games and going to practice every Friday, the fire started burning. I think it was like week 8 or 9. I'm standing on the sideline, and a DB I started across to coach him. And I said, this isn't my team. I can't do that. and things had to fall into place for me to do it. I mean, Jason Light and ownership at Tampa Bay had a huge part of it, and obviously Jameis Winston.
Bruce, are you healthy? I mean, are you ready for this?
Man, they gave me this unbelievable physical, and they said I got a C. That's like the best news I've had in like 10 years. I got a C on the physical.
You got a C.
I mean, C's were always great for me, Wolf. You know what I mean?
I was going to say, though, B, that's not necessarily great, because I know what a C looks like as well.
When you've been an F health-wise for 10 years, a C is great.
So I'm wondering, if you don't mind, you get the C in the physical, and I realize it was after you've already talked to Tampa, but once you got the bug, once you felt like coaching the DB, as you mentioned in practice when you were broadcasting games with CBS, did you ever turn around and say, you know what, I got to call Steve Keim? Did you ever call the Cardinals and say, hey, I got the bug again?
No. They had a heck of a coach in Steve Wilks, I thought, and wasn't sure what was going to happen. But this one kind of just all fell into place with Jason and the Glaziers and being very close to us.
I realize you didn't get to do a lot of Cardinals games, but as you were watching, you just mentioned you thought they had a heck of a coach in Steve Wilks. As you looked at it from afar, when you were watching the Cardinals on film, did you think, boy, you can't blow out a guy after only 1 year? Or were you thinking, boy, this is ugly. This could easily happen.
Well, you know, I really didn't want to comment on any of those things, but I thought we did the Kansas City game, and I thought they would make a great improvement. Mm-hmm. And, things happen.
Mm-hmm. B, when you retired, did you think you were done? When you retired, did you really think that's it? Were you surprised that you caught the coaching bug once again?
I really was. I mean, there was no doubt I was finished. And as this year progressed, and like I said, things had to just fall right into place, and they did with Tampa Bay. And as it got closer and closer, I got more and more excited. My wife actually got excited, and we're really pumped. And then the staff. I mean, all my guys were available, so it was like, you're supposed to be doing this thing when all these guys are available.
Yeah, you know, I think it's going to be a perfect marriage. I really do there, and we'll get into that momentarily. But you didn't like the broadcast booth, did you? you did not like it, B.
I was biting my tongue, man. I really couldn't be me. And I got in trouble for saying the guy was wide ass open one time. And
I was listening.
That was my first game. That was the first game I did. And so that, and having you're talking and somebody's talking in your ear, That's really hard.
Oh, yes. Yes, we know that very, very well. So we get it completely. Bruce Arians, head coach, Tampa Bay, joining the Doug and Wolf Show and just simply having a lot of fun with us. His event is coming up March 22nd and 23rd at Wild Horse Pass Golf Classic and Dinner. There's a concert. Everything benefits the Arians Family Foundation. What do you guys do with the money, Bruce? What all of the things is the Arians Family Foundation involved in?
Just CASA, Court Appointed Special Advocates. It's been my wife's line of work for going on 20 years. She started out as an attorney for Kids Voice in Indianapolis, and then I kept moving her, and she kept taking more bar exams, so she volunteered. And I thought what we were able to do in the last 5 years to raise awareness for CASA here in the Valley and money was sort of amazing, just because she was able to meet with the Attorney General and get some laws better for CASAs. And if you don't know what a CASA is, a court-appointed special advocate for children who are in situations of through no fault of their own, either abuse or neglect or in foster care.
Boy, I really believe Jameis Winston is going to fit in your bash and bomb offense like a glove. Okay, I mean, it's going to be a perfect marriage. Why do you believe he's going to be a perfect marriage for your offense?
Well, yeah, I've known him, gosh, since he was in the 10th grade. He was in my football camp. But when we played him, he made some throws. I went, wow. And then he'd throw an interception. It was like, you just got to learn to reel it back and play smarter. But, I mean, he's got all the talent in the world. He's athletic. He's very bright. He's in there at 5 o'clock every morning. When you have all those things, I think with Clyde Christensen and Byron Leftwich coaching him, the sky's the limit how good he can be.
Now, Bruce, you've been very open and honest in the past about some quarterbacks that you liked in different drafts while you were with the Arizona Cardinals. So now that you've got your quarterback and you're not drafting ahead of the Cardinals, you can answer this. Who do you like in 2019? Do you like Haskins? Do you like Kyler Murray? Do you think there's a quarterback that would be strong enough at number one that someone would trade up for the Cardinals to go get?
Well, this happened almost every year. Whether they're good enough or not, somebody's got to have a quarterback, and so somebody's going to take them. I haven't sat down and studied them enough yet. I could probably answer that better around April 1st.
Okay,
because I always do the top 10 quarterbacks in your draft personally. I've been doing it for 20 years, so I like to meet them, like to talk to them, like to see them. Obviously, we won't do as much in-depth because we have one.
Yeah.
B.A., this year that you've been traveling across the NFL broadcasting where you couldn't stand broadcasting, because I just know, I'm just making a guess that it was driving you crazy because you couldn't be you, but that's just me. But did you pick up anything in regard to offenses that you saw this year and how you might actually apply some of what you saw to your offense?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, having gone to all those practices and seeing how they were done, the one thing that everybody's playing music on Fridays, I'm like, man, that's going to be really hard for me. I'm not a music guy at practice. But, yeah, there were a lot of things. Andy Reid is obviously one. He's always on the cutting edge, always has been. And so a lot of these young guys have some things, but none of that stuff works unless you have a Patrick Mahomes and a Tyreek Hill. You can do all kinds of stuff.
So you're just, yeah, exactly. Yeah, you can do a lot of different things. There's no doubt. But you traveling around here is not really, you're not going to insert a fullback suddenly into your offense.
Oh, come on.
Is that right?
Not unless he can cover kicks really fast.
There you go. You've actually finally got Bruce to change a little bit on his opinion on fullbacks. The one thing, Bruce, we were hoping, and we were hoping everything went great for the Jets or in New York for Todd Bowles. Everybody here loves the guy, obviously not as much as you and your relationship with him. But when it started to turn south, I admit a lot of us started to go, well, if it's going to go bad, at least we can get Todd Bowles back here. Once you jumped in on Tampa, did we have a chance? Did Todd Bowles strongly consider Arizona? Was it an easy sell to rejoin you? Did we have a chance at Todd Bowles at all?
As a defensive coordinator or
yes.
A head coach?
Defensive coordinator.
No. he was offered a couple of jobs, but no, he told me right away he was in. So that was the other thing that kind of just continued to build the fire for me to continue coming back.
So, Bruce, how long are you here? Yeah, because I know you're here in the basin, right? How long are you here?
Till Wednesday. We're going out to Barrett Jackson. We've been so fortunate that Bennington's going to auction off a boat for our foundation. Met Mr. Jackson last year, and hopefully we can continue that relationship for the foundation.
That's awesome, man.
Head coach Bruce Arians, head coach of Tampa Bay, joining Doug and Wolf. Now, Coach, since you are the winningest coach in the history of the Arizona Cardinals, all the Cardinals fans want to know, when you started thinking about it, did the Cardinals call you? Were you a part of the compensation? Did you ever kind of talk to Steve? Did Steve call you? Did Michael call you and say, hey, do you want to come home?
No, I think they were, as Michael said, I think they were way down the road already looking at what they were going to do. And no, I had no conversations.
B, do you relish the opportunity to play the Cardinals this year?
Yes.
Right? Because that's going to be an interesting game on the schedule.
Yeah, no, I those are ones I always hope we get through fast. And, you know, when you have relationships with people, and it's never fun, but you got to play the game, and hopefully you can win and get over with it quick.
Yeah.
Do you have, I don't know if this adds a little extra fire in the belly, but if everybody's looking for the next Sean McVay, everybody's looking for the next work 120 hours a week at 25 years old type of head coach, does that a little extra dig for you to knock off some of these young guns?
No, I haven't beaten Sean, so I can't say anything about that. He's done a hell of a job. And I really respect what Sean has done, and Kyle Shanahan also. So, yeah, I would think the league would model after them. You know, there are some more Sean Paytons and other people out there who are a little bit older but do a great job also. But I was really happy for Vic Fangio to get that job in Denver because he I know him really well. Great coach. He'll do a heck of a job. And I'm still for the old guys.
B, do you know anything about Cliff Kingsbury? Do you know anything about his offense, his schemes?
Do you do any air raid stuff?
Yeah.
When you went down and worked out Patrick Mahomes, you know, I met Beza with Cliff, and I was always really impressed with what they did, and he's a heck of a guy.
You know what, B? Thank you so much your time, brother. Really appreciate you. Love you. You know that. God bless you, and thanks for coming on. We appreciate your time.
Oh, you know it, guys. Thank you.